Okay, Boker Tov, help yourself to donut coffee. We continue on Sha'arim Betfila. We are in the parak of Itur, the last chapter of Sha'arim Betfila. Rav Pinkus has been developing the many different forms of Tfila. When we use the word prayer interchangeably, we use the word Tfila to describe every experience of dialogue or monologue with the Almighty. But as we've been developing for the last few years, the truth is that there is not one form, one format, one template of tefillah. The prayer at the bedside of a terminally ill patient is different than the prayer in the room of a newborn baby, which is different than the prayer of gratitude, of desperation. They're all different forms of prayer. So we've been developing the idea of itur, which Rav Pinkus has explained means redundancy over and over again. To not take no for an answer, to be a nudge in the relationship with Ribbono Shel Olam, to keep coming back over and over and asking again and again. Last time we met, we spoke about the idea of finding a section of tefillah which is meaningful for you, which resonates for you, and meditating, reflecting, taking it slowly. So the idea that less with more is more important than more with less. Better to not recite all of Psukei Dezimra and to find a paragraph or a sentence which is meaningful and uplifting for you, and to sit on it, to dwell on it, to repeat it, to think about it, to meditate on it, than to rush through all to be able to say that you finished every word of Psukei Dezimra. So we're on the bottom paragraph, page Kuf Mem Hei, page 145. And Rav Pinkus says the following: Kigon Divrei Ashla Atzmam, Mishetamid Sova Mimachshavos Lo Tovos. A person who suffers from extraneous thoughts, a person who is distracted, who is tempted, a person who is struggling. A person should find the psukim that resonate for them, psukim that are meaningful for them, and if they find the time during the day to take the paragraph of the psukim that do it for them, and to repeat them over and over and over again, it can't help but have an impact. So for example, repeat the sentence 100 times a day, 500 times a day. So there's a threefold benefit to doing this. So again, last time I brought to your attention the Psukim Rav Sadan mentioned to me that he encourages his students before they go into the Israeli army. Rav Sadan is the head of the Mechina in Eli. At the end of Vavol Tzion, the Baruch Hu Elokeinu Shebronu Lechvodo, Vivdilanu Min Atoim, blessed is Hashem who created us for His honor, and He separated us, He distinguished us from those who are lost. V'nasalanu Torah's emes, and He gave us His true Torah. V'chaya olam nata b'sochenu, and in that true Torah He gave us, He implanted eternal life, wisdom, happiness, meaning, joy. U'yiftach libeinu b'sorasa, may He open our hearts in His Torah. V'yasim libeinu avaso v'yiraso lasos ritzono, u'lavdo b'levisholem. A very powerful sentence. Often we're taking our tefillin off at this point. Often we're already on to our day. Sometimes we already have one foot in the parking lot. But this is a very powerful thing. So it says the Shlach Kadosh, find the psukim that do it for you and repeat them multifold every day. Don't just fly through davening. Don't just zug up the davening. But say them slowly. And there's a threefold benefit. Number one, hispalel. You davened. And you have davened over and over. But there's another benefit. Not only have you davened, not only have you been yotze, have you said the words that you're obligated to say, and not only have those words hopefully drawn you closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam because you've said tefillah, which is the bridge that draws us closer to our source, but the words themselves have a transformational impact. The words themselves have the ability to cleanse us. It's like you go in the mikvah. It's like you purged. It's like you cleansed. Himshicho olav taharu kedusha. Zeh hakoach v'askula asher b'socham. Intrinsic and implicit within the words is an energy and a power that is transformational. So when you find that phrase which is meaningful, and when you repeat that phrase, and when you have a mantra that you meditate over and over again, the mantra has a cleansing capacity. It is able to restore us to a point of innocence and purity. It brings us to tahara ukedusha. Kemavur bekadmona maniskar. As Rav Pinkus says, we mentioned earlier. V'myasmid kach b'chol yom asaros umeos pa'amim. If you mumble everywhere you go, You say these words tens of times or hundreds of times. V'achash yisraga kach yarba od v'od. Ad shevameshach hazman yomeres haposik v'abakasha nimretzas hazos alfei pa'amim. And if you get used to it and you memorize whichever sentence or paragraph is taka meaningful for you, and you find yourself during downtime in the car or when you're walking somewhere repeating the sentence over and over again, so you'll find that you've ended up saying it thousands of times. B'meshach hazman yira ma'oros v'yasek to'elas nifla'a. You will see the benefit. You will see your life change. You will see the impact on you and your character and your attitude and your perspective and your midos. V'gamdomer zeyeh kli zayin chazak b'yado. And this, I think, is very interesting. It says, Rabbi Pinkus, if you've memorized the section of Tefillah, if you find that sentence, that word, that clause, which is meaningful for you, it becomes a weapon, an instrument in your arsenal, in your toolbox. You find yourself in a moment of danger. Yeah, you ran out of gas, you had to pull over and go to a gas station in a bad neighborhood. And you're talking nervous, you look around at the chevra there, and they're not exactly the most friendly. Or, you find yourself somewhere, a business meeting, you find yourself in a place where there's pritzus, there are people not dressed properly, and they're distracting, and it's tempting, and your mind is wandering, and you're thinking about things you think shouldn't be thinking of. I in Man Up 1 and 2. So you're in a place which is spiritually dangerous. So you're either physically worried that you're in danger, or you're spiritually vulnerable and in danger, and you're not sure what to do. But if you are familiar with tefillah, if you have habituated yourself to be able to repeat and to find the words, the clause, the phrase, the paragraph that resonates for you, that's a tool in your toolbox. That's a weapon in your holster that you could take out. So you feel that you're spiritually endangered. There's images or people there in a state of dress or undress, which is distracting, and you're worried that spiritually you're vulnerable. You're a place that physically you're worried for your safety. Say these psukim. Tap into that toolbox. You could say a pasuk about your heart being pure, so you're not embarrassed. O Herab Kapseni Me Avoni, God cleanse me from my sin. Mechatasita Areni, Techateini Beizo VeTaheret Kapseni Mishela Galbin. Lomar Psukim Kmo Shomer Tehillim. When David HaMelech wrote these Tehillim, he didn't write them to be said only in shul. He didn't write them to be said only by old European women who still know how to cry over them. David HaMelech wrote Tehillim, he composed them in his moment of danger. Someone was in pursuit trying to kill him. He was worried that spiritually he had sinned or that he was vulnerable. In those moments, he composed those words. And he designed them for us to tap into, to recite them in those words. So we make the tragic mistake too often of thinking, davening is what happens in the four walls of the shul. And when I'm in life, then I'm living life. So if I'm in a dangerous situation where I'm worried that my safety is threatened, I think the Second Amendment is the only thing that can save me. And if I'm a spiritually dangerous place, and I'm worried that my neshama is at risk because there's images or influences or distractions, so most people just give in and give in to the Yetzirah. What? Right, Second Amendment does not help you in that situation. So what should you do? Do what David HaMelech did. Tefillah is not reserved just for shul. Offer a tefillah to Hashem. Hashem, I need your help. Hashem, protect me. Hashem, help me. Hashem, give me focus. Hashem, insulate me. And in that moment, you don't have to open the app on your phone and start zugging Tehillim from the beginning to the end. Find the paragraph, find the sentence that you feel resonates, that moves you, and get lost in it, says Rav Pinkus. Just like if you want to break something hard, so what do? If you want to break something, you don't keep hitting it in many different places. You hit it in the exact same place until you can break through, until you can pierce it. You said this, Ala Adne Kodesh Yisodo Satorah, Ubaduk Menusa, Utrufa Sheina Mazika, Ashrayam Esragaba, Yishmachacham Yosef Lakach. So the says Rav Pinkus that this is a tried and true practice. This has been tested and is effective. It's a tradition that we have, a Mesorah from the Shlach Kadosh and others. The idea of finding the pasuk that does it for you. finding the tefillah that's meaningful for you, and then making that part of your toolbox, so that when you go through life and you're worried, you're in a vulnerable state, you'll always be able to tap into it. Repeat it over and over again until it becomes part of you, and until it has the transformational impact that tefillah is capable of having. B'ktusha uv'tahara. Have a great day.